Justice Department employees saluted Attorney General Jeff Sessions as he departed the building hours after resigning. Thank you all. Earlier, he delivered a letter to the White House, which started bluntly, "Dear Mr. President, at your request, I am submitting my resignation." CBS News has learned White House Chief of Staff John Kelly called Sessions this morning to inform him of the president's decision. But at a midday press conference, President Trump did not tip his hand when asked about Sessions by CBS News Major Garrett.
And can you give us clarity, sir, on your thinking currently, now after the midterms, about your attorney general and your deputy attorney general? Do they have long-term job security?
I'd rather answer that at a little bit different time. We're looking at a lot of different things.
Shortly after the press conference, Mr. Trump tweeted the news and said of Sessions, "We wish him well." It was a dramatic, if not surprising, end for one of the president's earliest campaign supporters. But less than a month after being confirmed as attorney general, Sessions angered the president by recusing himself from overseeing the Russia investigation. Career prosecutors at the Justice Department had advised him to do so because of his contacts with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak during the 2016 campaign. The president has railed against the move ever since, frequently disparaging Sessions on Twitter as very weak.
Jeff Sessions never took control of the Justice Department, and it's a sort of an incredible thing.
I'm disappointed in the Attorney General for many reasons.
After Sessions' recusal, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein took over the Russia probe as Special Counsel Robert Mueller indicted 35 people and companies, including some of the president's top campaign officials. But now Rosenstein will likely also be sidelined, and newly appointed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker will oversee the investigation. Whitaker, Sessions' chief of staff and a former U.S. attorney from Iowa, has been critical of the Russia probe in the past and has written that it could become a political fishing expedition. In this interview, he spoke about the president's criticism of Sessions.
It's clear the president's trying to put enough pressure on Jeff Sessions so that Jeff does what the president, I believe, would think would just be honorable.
Even though Whitaker's thinking appears to be in line with the president's thinking as far as the Russia investigation is concerned, Mr. Trump tweeted today that he will be nominating someone else at a later date. One potential candidate, Lindsey Graham, appeared to suggest today that he will not be interested in the job, saying that he will stay in the Senate.